Howdy, howdy. Tyson Kazare here with the Video Game Composer Podcast, sharing tips, strategies, and stories to help you on your road to becoming a full-time video game music composer. Today's episode, I will be sharing an excerpt from my Start course that I have been promoting. I'm creating this free course that will help you to get your start as a video game music composer. And this is the audio from one of the videos in the course. This comes from Module 3, all about how to create demo music that will help you to get gigs. And this episode is all about how to create relevant demo music that is targeted to help you find work. If you are interested in taking the Start course, just head over to the Video Game Composer HQ.com/start. Again, that's the Video Game Composer HQ as in headquarters.com/start. Okay, so you're making music every week. You are using that music for demos. You're getting feedback. You're improving it. An important thing to keep in mind as you're doing all of this is that you want to write relevant music. Sometimes as a composer and an artist, you might just want to write music for the sake of writing music. And that's great. That's so good to do. But you can be a little bit more tactical than that when you go to actually build and progress your game composing career. And that's through writing relevant music. So let's look really quick at the difference between an artist and a video game or a media composer. An artist is someone that's creating music where that music is the final finished product. So you're writing songs, you're writing an album, you're composing, you're singing, you're playing guitar, whatever it is, that music is the whole story, is the whole picture. Media composers, so video game composers, writing music for television and films and advertisements, your music is part of a greater artistic vision. It's part of a greater story. It's part of a greater experience. And so your music needs to be subservient to that greater vision. As an artist, you are the whole vision, baby. You do it all. But as a video game composer, your music is part of this greater thing. You've got the music, but then you also have artists contributing, and you have design, and you have game mechanics, and you have programmers, and you have all these artists contributing their art together to form this greater story, this greater experience. What does that mean for you? When you are planning and creating your music, especially your demo music that's not going to be for a game, it's important to have a game in mind, have a genre in mind. Be creating your music with a purpose. What is that going to do? That's going to help you cut through the noise. That's going to help your music to stand out, and that's going to help you to get noticed by game developers. That's going to help you to get hired. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick a genre of game that you like, that you enjoy playing, that you'd be interested in writing music for. Number two is you're gonna find music from those type of games and you're gonna start collecting reference tracks. Let's use me as an example. I love RPG games, so I wanna work on developing my sound as a composer. I would love to work on more RPG games. So what am I gonna do? I'm going to create RPG relevant music. That way, when a game developer who's creating RPGs hears my music, they can actually imagine that music in their game. Their mouth starts to water and they think, I gotta have this in my game. Who's this composer? Tyson? I'm emailing this guy right now. I love this stuff. It sounds like it belongs in my game. Why does he think that? Because I calculated it to be that way. I intentionally selected music that sounded like RPGs, and he's making an RPG, so of course my music is gonna sound like it belongs in his game. I know a composer who got hired at Riot Games, which is the company that makes League of Legends. What he did is he made music that sounded like it belonged in League of Legends. And after he got hired, the person that hired him, audio director or whoever it was, said, you got this job because your music is great. One, it sounded really, really great. But your music also sounded like it belonged in League of Legends. We had a lot of other talented composers that applied for the job, but their music didn't sound like it belonged in League of Legends. So the composer that got the job is the one that composed music relevant to the type of work that he wanted to get. So you don't want to just create artistic music just for the sake of creating it. You can do that, but if you want to be strategic about building your career, you want to create targeted music. You want to tactically create music that is aimed at the type of games that you want to work on. So the cool thing that will happen as you do this is you are going to dig in, you're going to make music that is relevant for the kind of games you want to work on. Developers will hear that and they'll be like, dang, I want you in my game. But also, because you are you, it is going to sound like you. And the more you do this, the more you're going to hone your craft and the more you're going to be able to inject and insert more originality, and you're going to be able to innovate more and more and more. So, in summary, you want to create game-relevant music. You want to be tactical and strategic about the music that you are making. You want to pick the type of games that you want to work on. You want to study and absorb that music. And three, you want to pick reference tracks so that we can start to make music in that style.